Welcome to Mom Friends. We are two longtime friends, Laura, who is a pregnancy and postpartum doula and mom of two,
and Raimi, who is a first-time mom-to-be, and we both get together to discuss the journey from preconception through pregnancy, postpartum, and beyond.
Join us for weekly raw conversations and relatable struggles on how this life-changing event impacts all areas of our lives.
Let's begin. Hello, welcome back to Mom Friends. Today, we're going to continue doing a part two of our baby registry special, and we are very annoyed because we just filmed this a week ago.
While we were together.
Yeah, the audio disappeared. So we are doing this again.
Yeah, my audio didn't come through. So here we go again. We were actually in LA together, and I was downstairs, you were upstairs, and maybe something with the Wi-Fi, we don't know. But we were basically chatting about registry number two items. And then we went stroller shopping, which was so much fun. So
yeah, and you bought your stroller. So at least on this one, we can update on what you got, maybe.
Yes, that sounds good. So before we dive into this part two of the baby registry, we just want to say how excited we are because next week we are finally going to reveal the gender of my baby and share all of the behind the scenes on that. So stay tuned for that. That will be next week's episode. So let's dive right into the first category we're going to talk about today, which is gear.
Yeah, the car seat is for sure an essential. I mean, nowadays at least, right? So I would say there are two different kind of car seats. One is an infant car seat that goes from 0 to 1, more or less. It can even go up to 18 months, depending on your baby's weight and height. And then there's the convertible car seat, which goes from 0 to 5, 6, 7, because it transforms as your baby grows. And so it even becomes a booster seat later on. So you can go either route. However, it is very convenient to have an infant car seat because it attaches to your stroller. You buy the one that's compatible with your stroller and you can take the baby anywhere without having to wake up the baby out of the car seat. So that is very, very convenient. However, again, just know that in a year you're going to need to buy a new car seat.
I have a question. So the base of either infant or toddler, is that going to be the same base or do you also need to upgrade the base in the car as well?
The convertible toddler car seat doesn't come with a base. The infant car seat comes with a base or not. Some don't. Some you can attach with your seatbelt. Some you can attach with the base. So literally there's so many other different options. The infant one tends to come with a base. The toddler one tends to not come with a base.
And you just loop it through your seatbelt?
Seatbelt or the latches.
Interesting. Something super popular in my DMs when I asked people their essentials was a doona. Is that an essential? What do you think about a doona? And what is it?
Yeah, so a doona is a car seat and stroller 2-in-1. I think it is very convenient and an essential for some lifestyles. The ones that go travel a lot, that don't want to bring a car seat and a stroller, you just bring the doona and that's all in one. Or the ones who maybe have more kids and just are more on the go, boom, boom, boom. And the ones who want to save space and not have the stroller legs in the trunk, for example. You know, so yeah, it can be an essential for many. I think that if I had a third, I would definitely get a doona. And for you, maybe because you come to LA so much, that would be great 2-in-1.
That makes sense. And another way to transport your baby throughout the day would just be like having a baby carrier or a wrap. Is it just a personal preference between the two, or should you ask for both and see which one works?
Typically, a wrap you're going to use in the earlier months. It's no structure, so it's softer and it's more gentle and just like holds them better, tighter. And then the carrier is more structured and it's better for older kids that also already hold their head. So I would say both are great for different stages. The wrap is also really cheap and you're going to just use it for maybe a month to 3 months and then you're going to transition into the carrier. So if you do have that lifestyle that you want to strap your baby and walk around or for the house even, I think both are great to have on the registry because then you're going to just use different ones in different stages.
I got both too personally, and I also got Nate a carrier so he can do farm chores with the baby. I think he's really looking forward to that. So yeah, we got two.
I think it's one of the easiest ways to do things around the house when they want your arms all the time at that stage from 0 to 6 months, especially. And then also a great way to travel and be hands-free, for example. If you have other kids, I think this is great. And for, as you said, the partner to hold the baby also, I think it's great for bonding too.
What other gear do you find in newborn stage that people love?
So, for example, a playmat, I think, is a very great essential. Of course, the newborn can still, you know, lay on any blanket or rug that you have. So it's not an essential in that way. But I think that it is a good investment because they can use it for every single day, tummy time that you do like 3, 4, 5 times a day, how many times you want to do it. And at least for the first 6 to 8 months until they start crawling. So they use it a lot. And usually a playmat also comes with some developmental activities. I love the Love Everyone that has from 0 to 12 months activities in the mat, and I love it. It's really cute. So I think you do take advantage of a play mat. Tummy time is one of the most important things, and as I said, you do it all through the day. So having a play mat, I think, is great for the development and distraction.
Wait, so as a newborn, you already do tummy time? Like,
Yep. Tummy time, it's great for all development, as I said, for the movement, but also to make sure their head doesn't become flat, you know? Mm. So there's just so many reasons why you should do tummy time starting from the newborn days. Yeah, super important.
So many moms recommended the baby Bajor bouncer.
Yeah, I love the bouncer too. And when you're investing in these items, you have to know that, for example, the bouncer or the swing, they're not going to last more than a few months, right? So as soon as the baby sits or doesn't want to be in that position, they don't want to be there anymore. So I would say the bouncer, you have like about 5 months-ish, 6 months, and then they don't like that anymore. And the swing even less, like 3 months, 4 months max. But the bouncer for me, I think, is amazing. I love strategically to place it around the house. So like in the shower, you know, in the bathroom, so I can shower next to the baby. The baby's right there in the bouncer. So it's great to have around the house for that. And then again, as I said, you can also have a swing. You can also have a lounger. There's different types of places where they can lounge and be in. But
it's basically for you to be
doing things instead of holding them. So they're distracted. But again, you have to be realistic knowing that they don't last there a long time. So it could be 10 minutes at a time, right? So I like having options because I'm home alone all day. I have no family around to help to hold the baby, no help at all. So I do like having options. I do like it. But yes, realistically, just the expectations have to be 10 minutes here, 20 minutes here, 5 minutes here, and it lasts 4 or 5 months, right? So it's a big investment if you're getting a lot of items and for that little time.
And like one baby that you had may really have liked the bouncer, and then the second baby have may not be able to stand very long. So I heard that from a friend too. Yeah. So it really depends on the baby. But I guess having the option of trying it out is nice, even though it's such a short-lived item.
Yeah, so these items are great hand-me-downs, for example. If you're being strategic on how much you're spending or how many things you're adding because you don't have many people gifting you, then I would say these hand-me-downs are great because also it's just a few months, so they're pretty new. Or just buy the cheaper option. You don't need to buy, you know, the Mama Roo $300, $400 swing if there's a $100 option maybe, and then you can gift it or resell it.
So a lot of people mentioned pack and play. What exactly is that?
So it'd be like a little crib, but it's mobile, so you fold it really tiny, and it's a crib that you can take to go for a weekend getaway and have the baby sleep there as a mobile portable crib, or somewhere where you just place the baby while you're doing things in the house and the baby's there inside gated playing. So it's more for like when they're mobile or starting to crawl, starting to move, and you just place them in there. So I do like to have one for that specific stage, but again, it's what, from 6 months to less than a year, because then they don't want to be there in a cage, you know?
Get me out of this. Great.
Yeah.
No, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Gosh, it's amazing how like short-lived all these products are. I feel like hand-me-down would be the best way. Like if you had like an older sister that just got pregnant, has a baby, like, oh, that would just be a dream. But yeah. So obviously you see a lot of diaper bags out there. Is it absolutely necessary to have a diaper bag, or could you just use a regular backpack or tote?
You can use anything you want, really. obviously. Yeah. The diaper bag specifically is amazing just because it has a lot of compartments, like for the diapers, for the bottles, for the portable changing pad, you know, yeah, the wipes. So it is nice, but of course you can use any bag you want. Even bags have compartments, right? So yeah, it's just, it's an extra, it's a cute thing. I love diaper bags that are backpacks, so you're hands-free with the kids holding the baby, whatever it may be, so you're more mobile. But yeah, you don't need to have a specific backpack that is a diaper bag. So you bought one recently?
Yeah, I have a Dagny Dover backpack that I got before I was pregnant just because I thought it was cute. And I was like, what are all these compartments and things? I just put it to the side. But now I'll actually use that. And then I also got just a regular tote bag that was really lightweight. And it's, yeah, cute. And I'm excited to wear that more on like occasions.
Yeah, exactly. You're probably going to have a bag where you just have everything already set and you're just grab it and go, not like changing it all the time, but for special occasions, of course. Yeah, that's great.
What kind of things that are necessary in terms of taking feedings with you, or like, you know, we're talking about the backpack and like tote bags and being on the go. What are some like essentials to have on you?
Some other things, for example, if you are planning on pumping, then maybe you want to get a little milk cooler with ice packs, something like that, to be able to travel with your milk. Also, you could get disposable diaper bags to put all the dirty diapers if you're traveling on the go or inside the diaper bag, for example. A portable formula dispenser if you're planning on formula feeding. And then obviously there's also things on the go, like a portable stroller fan is great if you're having a baby in the summer. It's definitely essential for the summer. And maybe a cup holder for your stroller, because that is also, I think it's an essential. I think it's just so comfortable because it's hard to push otherwise.
I got one of those. I do too. Yeah. And like we were talking about it before, it's like our Earth Cafe matcha bobas, they're like a piece of our happiness as a mom, you know, like you want to be able to have that with you and walk with the baby. So it's just like a nice, convenient place to put the drink.
Those little walks with your drink of choice and like the sunshine, your podcast and the baby's napping on the stroller, they just do create happiness. So having that drink is definitely nice.
And then lastly, stroller. And there's so many types out there. We nailed down the one I wanted. And it ended up being what I wasn't thinking about or wasn't going to get until I actually saw it in person. So if you do live near like a stroller store, and it's just good to compare it in person. You really get a feel for the width and the size. I'm glad I did that with you because the stroller came in the mail and I absolutely love it.
Yeah, it fits you.
I got a Silver Cross Reef stroller. Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It matches you. And again, strollers, there's so many out there. I think that everyone will love one, and there's not like the best one. I think it's just whatever suits your lifestyle and your likes. I feel like for a stroller, you got to look at the wheels. Like, are you going all terrain? Yes. Then you need bigger wheels. It's easier also to push more weight. So I think it's easier to push bigger kids if you go with bigger wheels. Even in LA, there's so many bumps. So bigger wheels, I love. Basket underneath, I think that is very convenient. Just like breathable mesh, I think it's great too. Like bigger shade. And also for you, for example, yours goes from newborn to big kid, taller kid. So it's also great because you don't need the bassinet if you don't want to, which I like for you as well. What car seat did you end up getting?
I got that Maxi Cosi one. It's brand new and it's really cool because it rotates out so you can like strap the kid in convenient to your body. You don't have to twist around, and then you just twist the car seat around. So I'm really excited about that. I'm still waiting for that to come. It's brand new. They didn't even have it in stock yet. So yeah, that'll last me until the baby is what, 6 months?
No, that will last you a year at least.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness.
And then it goes into your stroller. So it's compatible with that Silver Cross stroller. It looks really cute. The color's really beautiful. So, yeah, that's exciting.
Yay. Okay, let's move on to feeding, because there's obviously different ways to feed your baby. It could be nursing or bottle feeding or formula feeding. So maybe let's go through the essentials Because sometimes you don't know what you end up doing, right? You have a plan and then it changes. So what do you think is good to have on hand?
Well, this is the thing, right? You don't know what's going to happen. So even if you're planning on breastfeeding fully, I do recommend having some bottles so that you have them handy. And I would get a pack of different bottles. There are packages of different types of bottles so that you can also test them out. So that's what I would do. And then invest in more of those bottles, right? Whatever you end up using.
Smart tip.
Also different bottle nipple sizes, but not going big and buying all the things before. So in the registry, I would just get a few of everything, but not too many. A bottle brush, sure, get one, but you don't need many yet, right? And then the bottle cleaner rack, if you do plan on pumping or formula feeding a little bit, then just why not get it too? Sure. But if you're planning on fully breastfeeding, then maybe not get it yet. And then if anything changes, you can always get it later. It's not like an essential you need right away, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For formula, I think that even if you're planning on not formula feeding, I think everyone should research and know what formula they would use if anything happens, and buy at least one. So you want to be like at peace with your choice and you want to have it already, at least one, just in case. Because again, you never know, like if one day you can't get home for whatever reason, if anything happens, and like you never know. So I would research and buy one. And then if you don't use it, great, you know? So I would do that. Also get some pacifiers. I love the ones that mimic the latch of your breast, because then they are not confused. And I recommend just doing pacifiers whenever needed, not like all day, just like whenever they're fussy and they want to suck, but not like eat, then that's when you give them the pacifier and that's it. I've never had a problem doing that. And as long as you get one that is perfect for the latch and that replicates that, then it's fine.
What was it? Sorry, but I'm curious. Give us a brand of that pacifier that replicates a latch.
Yeah, the one I like that pediatric dentists like and lactation consultants like is the Nini pacifier. It's NINNI pacifier. We'll link it in the show notes. And yeah, I think that one is great. It's more pricey, but it has the best latch that I've seen. So I love that. It's still pretty affordable. You know, it's a pacifier, so nothing crazy expensive. So I think it's worth it. Burp cloths, I think, is one of the most important things to buy in plenty of them, because you're going to keep washing them and you want some in your diaper bag, some in next to your bed, some in the downstairs living room, you know, so you do want a lot of burp cloths and it's easy and cheap.
What do you think about like bottle sterilizers or automatic formula dispensers?
If you are not fully planning on formula feeding all day, for example, I would not get it yet.
Okay.
If you anything happens and then you end up formula feeding, then you can get it later, but you may not use it at all. So you don't need it unless you're planning to formula feed for sure. And then the bottle sterilizer, you can use your dishwasher. It sterilizes too. So unless you're planning on feeding bottles all day, all the time, then maybe don't get it either. I don't think it's an essential. Mm-hmm. It just depends on your lifestyle, obviously. Something else that I would say, though, is get a pump through your insurance. So I think that getting a pump, the one that your insurance gives you, is key, because you don't know if you're going to use it yet. So why not get the free one? And then if you do end up using it a lot in your lifestyle, then maybe upgrade to a better, more effective one, or a portable one that you're going to be able to do it hands-free and mobile. That those ones like the LV or the Willow that go inside your bra, for example. So my suggestion is get the free one, and then depending on how much you use it, upgrade or change it.
It's a really good tip.
Mm-hmm. And then same with milk storage bags, get a few if you're not planning on pumping all day. And if you do end up pumping more, then get more bags, right? It doesn't need to be like that many to start with.
In terms of nursing pillows, I actually ordered one and I found it to be kind of silly because it's so low and I still have to like lift my knees up to like bring it to my boob. So I'm like still propping more pillows underneath. And I don't know if I got the right size or what, but are they actually worth it?
This is probably one of the things that people say it's not worth it, because a lot of people do end up using so many different pillows at the same time that, sure, the nursing pillow is in there, but it's not like it would change anything. You could replace it for another pillow, right? So I think that it's not really an essential. However, I've always had one, but I ended up using a lot of pillows under it too. So I think I can go without it, really. But, you know, it's nice to have. It's not an essential, I think. You can use a lot of other pillows. And yeah, I totally agree with that. And then you also need a pillow cover. If you get a nursing pillow, I would get 2 or 3 covers. And then talking about feeding, also nipple cream, I think it's an essential. I would get 2 or 3 organic nipple creams to have one in the diaper bag, one, you know, next to your bed, same thing. A few all around. And the Hakka, I think it's great. It collects milk when you're feeding. It's great to manually pump a little bit as well. And you can also have a manual pump if you want to. So I think a Hakka everyone should have, especially everyone who plans to breastfeed a little bit at least.
Was that on my registry?
Yes, it is. I added it to you. And then I would say, if you're also planning on breastfeeding, a lactation massager, I think, is key, because when you need it, it's when you start having clogged ducts, and that's when you need to start using it, because if not, it can develop into mastitis. So having one handy is key, because if not, you're going to have to wait for Amazon to deliver it, or you have to go to the store. By the time you get it, you may have mastitis. So I think everyone should have a lactation massager and heating pads on for the breast specifically, just in case. And if you don't end up using it, you can gift it to the next person that gets pregnant.
Perfect. And okay, I personally got this one, but I got a bottle warmer. What do you think of that?
If you plan to, you know, bottle feed, then sure, why not? But you can also warm up the bottle under the water sink, you know, so it's really easy to warm them up fast, because they don't need to be really warm. So I don't think it's an essential, but for a lot of people, it may be nice to have.
Cool. Okay, so when do we start needing bowls, utensils, cups, and bibs?
Yeah, all the feeding stuff, high chair, for example, and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
6 months onward, they don't eat before, so you're not going to use it. So if you're being strategic planning your registry list, I would not add any of that, because it's in the next 6 months, right? But if you're, you know, wanting people to help out with different stages, not just the beginning, because you don't want to invest on everything, you know, later on, then sure, your high chair, for example, that is a big item.
That makes sense. Okay. All right. Let's go into the extras. In terms of newborn toys, what do you see?
Toys, I think the black and white cards are the best for newborn days, which are really cheap. But I do love the Love Every subscription boxes, because they send you a subscription box every 2 to 3 months, and it's developmental activities for their motor skills, for their brain development. And they're perfect for that state, so you don't need to think about it. But if you want to get outside toys, I would do teethers, I would do the black and white cards, some just like sensory play, and that's really all you need for now in terms of toys. Another extras could be blankets, for example. I think that you will end up using a lot of blankets here and there, like in the car and a stroller. So I think having a few baby blankets is always great.
So that wraps up everything in terms of what we feel you guys can consider when making your registry, depending on your lifestyle. So we hope you found this episode helpful. If you haven't listened to the first one, you can go back and do that. It's just the one before this. And next week, we have a very exciting episode, because I am finally going to announce the gender of the baby. So this one is something you'll want to tune in for.
And we're also going to be able to reveal a lot of other things that we haven't shared of your story. Because now that we're finally opening up about the gender, then we can tell more things about the journey.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there are things we had to bleep out or not share, and now we can go all in. And I'm really excited, because I can't wait to share all of the fun clothes and things I've gotten so far. But anyways, we are so excited for this episode, and we cannot wait to finally reveal it.
And also, we'll talk about your anatomy scan and how that went.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's exciting too.
Perfect. So don't forget to subscribe to the pod. Thank you guys so much for your ratings as well. We love reading your comments and reviews. And we'll see you next week. You can follow us on IG at Mom Friends Pod in the meantime.
Okay. See you next week. Bye.
See you. Bye.